This is KCUR 89.3. A former elementary school in the historic 18th and Vine District has been vacant for nearly two decades. And you might not know it from looking at the outside of the century-old red brick building with its boarded-up windows, but plans for a cultural center are starting to take shape. KCUR's Laura Spencer has this update.
Outside the old attic school, a block or so east of the Negro League's baseball museum, Alan Gray is untangling the heavy chains wrapped around the doors, and he unlocks the padlock.
Well, you can never have too much security, right?
In March, the city of Kansas City, Missouri, finalized the sale of the vacant building for $100 to the Chicago-based artists known as the Zhou Brothers. The city chose the proposal over a few others because of its tourism potential. Gray, a longtime arts advocate, was tapped as the local owner's representative.
It's always a warm feeling to come in inside the building and see how far we've come in just a short period of time.
On the first floor, Gray flashes his cell phone light into the dark space. Classroom walls and low ceilings have been stripped away. There's exposed brick and piles of plaster on the floor.
I also see a building that, but for neglect, has been given a second chance.
The attic school closed about 15 years ago, and for all the talk about how to revive 18th and Vine, this building remained boarded up. Meanwhile, Gray says he first connected with the Zhou brothers 25 years ago when he was in Chicago for a conference. He stopped by the artist's gallery for a tour at the wrong time.
But they were very gracious. I remember the warmth, their smiles, the conversation as they allowed me to enter into that inner sanctum of their creativity and to observe them for a short period of time.
The Zhou brothers, Sean Zhou and De Hong, grew up in the Guangxi province of China. They studied art in Shanghai and Beijing and moved to the U.S. in 1986. A rundown warehouse in Chicago was turned into a Zhou B Art Center in 2004, and a second art center is in the works in Beijing. Gray says when they met again a few years ago, talk turned to a third location in Kansas City.
And there was something about this building that captured their eyes.
At the Gem Theater on a recent Sunday, images flashed across a screen on the stage. The Zhou brothers, dressed mostly in black, wearing fedoras, some of their abstract paintings and sculptures, gallery goers in Chicago, and candid shots with former President Barack Obama, who commissioned one of their works as a gift to the President of China. The event marked an agreement between the Zhou brothers and Guangxi University of China. And the Zhou brothers, through a translator, talked about their vision.
Our philosophy and experience from running the Art Center in Chicago will provide a firm foundation for the Kansas City Art Center. We plan to build the Kansas City Art Center into a multi-dimensional art exchange platform.
About 5,000 square feet would be allotted to Guangxi University for studios, exhibition space, and apartments for visiting artists, professors, and scholars. And Kansas City Mayor Sly James voiced his support.
Through this exchange, we're going to be happy to welcome a lot of really cool Chinese students who will become part of this community. I've always thought that one thing that we could always do more of is to have more international diversity in the city.
James says this marks an exciting development for the district, which earlier this year saw the opening of the Kansas City Urban Youth Academy baseball facility and several million dollars of infrastructure improvements.
This art center is going to feature galleries and art studios, exhibition space, dance studios, a recording studio, a cafe, 150-seat theater, sculpture gardens, and more.
That's still about 2 years away. But unlike the rest of 18th and Vine, no city funds have been required for this project. The Zhou brothers have committed $2 million to the first phase, getting the building up and running. Laura Spencer, KCUR 89.3.